Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. All right, big issues, big guest here on the Dom Show. Charlie Gasparino is a senior correspondent, the senior correspondent for Fox Business Network, and somebody who has been relentlessly covering the stuff that we're talking about this morning. Let's go to Charlie here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charlie, I'm a big fan of yours. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Love Philly. My brother actually ran the ICU at Hahnemann Hospital when there was one.
Okay. But I looked at your Twitter, and introducing you on Twitter, it says, God, country, pull-ups, and vodka. I have to drill down because you got a pull-up picture there. I would like to be able to do 5 pull-ups. So far, I've been ineffectual at that. What's the secret?
You know, I stretch my shoulders out every day. You know, I'm 59 years old, so it gets a little harder, and your shoulders get a lot of wear and tear. But I stretch every day, and I work out every day. You know, I mix it up. I run three times a week. Lift and do pull-ups 3 times a week. But I hate to say it, stretching is the most boring exercise, but it's the one you really got to do when you get older.
I will take that under advisement. So, Charlie, this is the 70s replay, and I was thinking about this, and I saw one of your articles or something there at Fox Business talking about stagflation, that we've seen this before when you have inflation, but you're not having growth. That is a pretty bad situation to be in. Are we approaching that, or what are we approaching right now?
Yeah, I don't think this is the 70s. And just so you know, I grew up in the 70s. I remember the gas lines, the odd and even days that you can get gasoline, and rationing, and inflation that was spurred that really seeped into food prices, which it's starting to happen now. But it was, I mean, that's why you had Hamburger Helper introduced in the 70s, right, to make your hamburger, because meat was so expensive. It was different then. I mean, that was caused by largely by Fed policy, which we have today. Similar stuff, inflating an undisciplined Fed, so to speak. But on top of that, you had an oil price shock. You had the Arab oil embargoes, which what it did was, because oil and gas and those petroleum products was used in so many different goods, when they embargoed the U.S. and caused prices to rise dramatically, it had this shock effect that people stopped buying, right? It impacted every product, and that added to the unemployment rate, right? Because people stopped spending and consuming.
Well, what are we at now then, Charlie, if not the 70s?
We don't have that now.
Yeah, what is it then? What's going on right now?
I mean, the external shock that we have now, which, you know, I guess maybe you can make the case it's like that, but it's not totally, is government now literally competing with business. And, you know, we did a bunch of reporting yesterday. I did it at a restaurant in Manhattan, Sestina Restaurant, Manhattan. And I asked the owner, chef, Giuseppe Bruno, tell me how hard it is to operate in this environment. And he said he can't find workers. And if he does find workers, he has to pay them an extra, much more than he was in the past, which some people might say is good. But remember, this guy works on very thin margins, you know, his business.
Right.
Because he's competing against Joe Biden's stimulus plan and free money. And that's, I think, you know, whether that leads to stagflation, it's different than what happened in the 70s. You know, I don't know. But clearly, it's creating inflation right now. And the reason why I don't think it's going to lead to stagflation is because there are, you know, people are now spending money, like, because we have a the virus
okay.
is in retreat. The vaccines work. People are going and spending money on houses and going out to, you know, going on vacation, which they didn't do last year. So I think I don't think we're going to get the stagflation. What we have now is people literally staying home and taking the government check as opposed to taking the job that's open.
How do you know that, Charlie? You know, that's what the Biden people would say if you were in the ring there with Jen Psaki.
Well, it's
or one
so
of
obvious.
Those. Yeah, they would say, well, how do you know that? It's
I mean, you've got to be an idiot to argue with that. I mean,
well, that's good. That's
the
what
most,
I would say.
The most idiotic defense, it was Biden's defense. We don't believe it's true. But the evidence is everywhere. Help wanted ads that are through the roof. People, you know, businesses, anecdotally, you just talk to any small business owner that is in restaurants and hospitality, they can't find workers. I mean, it's everywhere. It's in the numbers and it's in the anecdotes. And it's almost idiotic that Biden would try to like say it's not true. And you know, it's what's horrible about it is that the mainstream media is barely covering it. I mean, the economy right now is on a precipice of going. It could be really bad. I mean, we could get much higher interest rates because you see inflation creeping up, not just in the commodity prices, but now you start seeing it in goods. If you get an interest rate on a 10-year bond that approaches 3%, and I know we're at 1.6 now, but if that does happen, and it could happen, you know, you're talking about massive costs for that, because when it's in order to basically, you mean 20% of the federal budget will go to be paying debt service.
Wow.
You know, before anything else. And, you know, if you can't default on that. You got to pay that.
All right. But, Charlie, I would tell you this, and I don't know if you share this for your sources nationally, too. I've been on this for a month and a half, and I see it. When those historians and this chief of staff of Biden are whispering in his ear, the way to be consequential, whether you're one term or not, is to just keep on doing it. Go big. FDR. That's what FDR would do. Do you talk to people that think Biden, come hell or high water, is going to do that?
You know, I think he is. And I think most people think that he's going to – all this is about placating the radical left and buying the election in 2022. I mean, they – listen, if you look at the averages, the chances of the Democrats just usually on his off years or whoever's in party in the off year maintaining the House and the Senate is, you know, it's pretty low, particularly given how narrow the gap is right now. I mean, you know, it's 50-50 in the Senate, and it's, what, 6-8 votes? I can't remember the numbers in the House. Republicans should win both. If that happens, everything he does gets stopped. Even possibly Supreme Court nominees, he's not going to do anything he wants. So what their calculus, from what I understand from my Democratic sources that work on the street, you know, there's a lot of Democrats on Wall Street, is you got to spend and you got to buy the election. And remember, these guys, above everything else, they're not economists, they're politicians. It's all about winning.
So by buying Charlie Gasparino, does that mean then they continue with some kind of welfare, this kind of stimulus forever? What are they doing that's going to keep that going through 2022?
You know, so then the markets are self-correcting, right?
Yes.
You keep spending and the deficits go up, interest rates go up. If interest rates go up, then people spend less, and that causes a recession. How do you prevent interest rates from going up? Well, then you may need an assist from the Fed to go in and actually buy the debt that they're issuing and expanding the balance sheet. Become that buyer of last resort.
Okay.
To keep interest. Remember, if you buy bonds, the price goes up, the interest rate goes down, and that's how you keep. That's how you suppress rates. He may need that, and that's that. I know Powell has come out and said he doesn't want to do that, but you know, the president literally can replace him next year with someone that would do it.
Unbelievable stuff. Hey, Charlie, tell people where we can follow you. Where's the best place to follow you on Fox and on Twitter?
Both. You know, I'm on Fox. I do Cavuto show every day. I do Klayman show every day. I'm on Twitter a lot. I do America's Newsroom. I do Sandra Smith's show on Fox News. I do Cavuto show on Fox News. Occasionally, I'll do Tucker's show on Fox News. So I'm around. You know, and if you follow my Twitter feed, I'll tell you when I'm going to be on. But generally, every day, you can catch me on the Fox Business Network.
Great stuff. Charlie, thank you. Please come back. We enjoyed talking
anytime
with you today.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.